It's like goddamn Mario Kart. Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
The hang.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Right. One more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'ma take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road cars. Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
All right. Episode 45 of season 2. Let's get to it. Let's warm up these tires.
Let's warm up these tires. Happy to... Nope. This will not be going out before December. Damn it.
It won't.
It won't. Darn it.
But it already feels like wintertime. We got some snow right now.
Stupid Indiana.
Some cold weather.
Indiana drivers are out in full force, so that's fantastic.
Forgetting that it does, in fact, snow every winter.
Every year.
Oh, I'm 34 years old. I've lived here my entire life. We have never had a winter without snow. I do not understand how people in Indiana don't know how to drive in the snow. It snows every fucking winter.
I don't know anymore.
So, if you're uncomfortable driving in snow, I respect that. Stay home.
Right, like, I get that, but don't be uncomfortable in, like, the fast lane.
Yeah.
Be uncomfortable in the slow lane.
Or just on side streets.
Or side streets, yeah.
Yeah.
I take side streets because I don't want to deal with everybody.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. I get that. But anyhow.
Let's warm up the tires.
Let's warm up the tires. Other than that, aside from our personal driving. All right. So we've got some news to go over.
We do.
Silly season discussion and innuendos.
Ooh, in your endo.
Our time. Woman of the week. Is it Layla? Lela Lombardi?
Layla.
All right. Layla Lombardi. Lucky and song. Shit We Didn't Make Up.
Shit We Didn't Make Up. Also, listener question.
That's right.
I added last minute and we are... For the People podcast.
We are a podcast with people, so yep, we're about it. All right, well, let's jump into some news.
Yeah, all right, so this is exciting. So Formula E, they put this out last week. For the first race, the sponsor of that race has invited teams to include female drivers in a test session.
Okay.
So it's people like Jamie Chadwick, Tatiana Calderon, Catherine Legg, Simona Di Silvestra, Amna Al-Kobasi,
Al-Kobasi.
That one that we talked about probably last month. So they're all going to be taking part in a test session with Formula E.
Excellent.
So again, that's pretty awesome to hear.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's very interesting since we've got the W series that Formula E is now making a point of creating some open seats for female drivers. It leads me to believe that lots of people in the world of motorsports think that Formula or the W series is a
bad idea.
Dicey at best.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know that I'll say bad.
Like jury's out. I'll see the results and then I'll make my final.
Yeah.
And these are it's just for a test session. So
yeah. It's not like a ride or anything.
But it's still a test session.
It is.
Like those aren't easy to come by either.
No, they are definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. Very interesting. And then big news, Australia.
Oh my God.
Surfer's paradise.
I don't know if it's coming back or not, but I feel like it is because the discussions have been, quote, encouraging.
They have been encouraging, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
There's been 100%. Rumblings, and it's looking, you know, possibly for 2020. I'll tell you this. I will sell a kidney on the black market if I need to get out to Surfer's Paradise.
Somebody can take a kidney. I'm going.
Like, yeah.
It's not happening.
We're going. Yeah. You take Indy cars to Australia, I'm in.
I'm there.
In fact, you take them... Anywhere out of this country, I'm there. Well, yeah. Now that I can get into Canada again.
Did you fix that?
Well, no. But I have all the paperwork. I just haven't sent it in.
Well, okay.
I mean, you don't have your passport yet either, so.
No, I don't, no. It was one of those things that the other day I was like, oh, I need to put that on the list. That needs to officially get on the list.
Right? Although we wait long enough and then I just get the official pardon.
There you go. Well, no, but we're going to go this year.
I know. We're going to go this year. We don't have three more seasons to wait.
No.
So, but anyhow, yeah, I'm excited about Surfer's Paradise.
I'm so excited.
It's a place I've always wanted to see a race live. And
yes.
I would be very excited for them to go back.
I mean, obviously, as we've kind of discussed offline, it should either be like the opening or the close of the season.
Yeah. With some time on either side because A, you're going to have to ship everything out there.
Oh, God.
Lots of stuff can get stuck in customs. Lots of people can get stuck in customs. And
I have watched enough Australian border security to know somebody's not getting out.
Yeah, they do not play.
No, somebody's getting stuck in customs, and I really wouldn't be there to videotape it.
Oh, yes.
And yell things.
Wouldn't that be amazing if we were going through at the same time as everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how many flights go out to Australia?
I mean,
from Indiana, where a good number of...
It's not going to be a direct. Let me be clear.
Yeah, no. I know that. I'm saying, like, everybody's going to take, like, the same flight plan
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all going to get... And then we're all going to get stopped in LAX, and then...
Then we're all going to go through customs together, and we're going to play the game of who's going to get through quickest. Me.
You.
I sail through any sort of official...
It will be you.
They just look at me and go, it's fine. Come on in.
I do fine with customs.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite, they just look at me. Do you have anything you shouldn't? No. Nope. All right.
Bye.
That's usually my customs.
Anything or, in your bag?
What'd you do while you were here? Ooh, lots of things. I did. That's enough.
Ooh, let me tell you.
Lots of things. They're like, no. It was for pleasure. It was not a business trip. Yeah, no, it was a vacation. And we went, that's nope. enough.
Keep going. Keep on.
Move on. Oh, but yeah.
It's going to be a fun game if we're on a flight with people we know.
Oh, it's going to be a great game.
We're going to put bets down. Well, we're going to make money.
Naturally. Naturally. Oh, all right. Well, on to the silly season.
Yeah. All right.
So since last time, a few updates.
Just a few.
So it is official that Dale Coyne Racing has picked up Santino Ferrucci. I mean, I feel very lukewarm about this announcement.
I believe that I've already been on record saying I do not trust the kid.
Oh, I wouldn't want to drive next to him. But at the same time, we've already discussed, I mean, I think that he understands that he made a mistake, and I don't want to, you know, not give him a second chance. Right. Like, people deserve second chances, for the most part. Not everything deserves a second chance. Some things are such a big fuck up that it's like, well.
Bye. Yeah, please don't add us. We understand that some things
do not deserve a second chance. I'm just lukewarm about him.
I am lukewarm.
Even without all that business, I'm just lukewarm about him.
Yeah, no, if you were to take that away, I'd just be like, eh.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's a nice enough kid. He was nice when we talked to him at the Born Racer.
He was nice there, but...
He was, and he seems to be, you know, excited, and I thought that was a good thing that he came out, you know, just trying to, you know, network and socialize. Like, and I mean, so I feel that he's trying to solidify himself within this group of drivers and within, you know, the IndyCar world, and I'm fine with that.
I mean, I feel like probably part of that is I am 100% more scared of what an IndyCar driver would do to me than what an F1 driver would do to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, sit down, son. But if an IndyCar driver was pissed, I'd be like, nope, this is how I die.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Because, see, here's the thing. IndyCar is nouveau riche.
Yes. Yeah.
We can clean up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can be classy AF. We can dress to the nines and put us next to F1 and we'll look fantastic. But when the shit falls down.
That hood rat.
Comes out.
Coming out.
F1, old money.
Old money, yeah.
They're just, I challenge you to a duel.
They will sell this on the dueling field.
IndyCar's like.
She's going to left hook you one.
Right? IndyCar, gloves off.
Helmet off.
Helmet off. Earrings out. Like. You got something to say?
Let's go. We have seen the fights. Don't make me post that again because I love it.
I love it. But yeah, no, I'm much more concerned with an IndyCar driver being angry with me than an F1 driver.
Exactly. I won't.
Oh, do you need a little nap?
Are you a little tired?
Then take a little nap.
I also don't want to fuck with a NASCAR driver because they're straight hillbilly.
Oh, hell no.
I ain't fucking with that.
No. That sports started. With moonshine. running moonshine, yeah. Like
I don't mess with that.
No. Moonshine, and then, yeah, stock cars have been used to run all kinds of stuff, and I'll tell you what, you don't sell illegal substances of any kind without...
Brawling.
Without brawling, yeah.
No brawling.
Yeah, nope, doesn't happen. Because somebody's going to try and rip you off, and you got to let them know who the boss is, so yeah, no. NASCAR's the one that we're like, that's cool.
I'm out. I'm not going to try. Speaking of Dale Coyne, though, Fittipaldi... who used to drive for Dale Coyne, is now a development driver in F1, which is what he really wanted, but he decided to fucking waste a seat this year.
I believe that I already talked about how much.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, see earlier episodes.
Yeah, and I said that last year. I was like, if he fucking leaves after blah, blah, blah. No, a waste of a fucking seat.
Waste of a seat.
Could have given it to Connor Daly.
Just saying.
Whatever.
Whatevs.
All right, things that are still in play. Michael Shank Racing just keeps toying with our emotions.
Hey, first they put out a tweet. They're like, news coming soon. And everybody was like, yes. And then a week went by and nothing. And then they're like, well, we're going to put out our news after Thanksgiving. So the week of the 26th. So of course it'll be
tomorrow.
And I'll be like, I'm not going to re-record anything.
No.
Because what it will be, because we know it's Harvey. They're going to be running an expanded year. Because they only did 6 races.
I think so.
So I don't know if they're going to go for the full calendar, or maybe they'll do 9 or 10. So that's what that announcement's going to be. It's not maybe the second chassis, but that feels early, especially for a newer team.
It does.
If they're announcing a 500 driver like that, that seems early.
Seems very early.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet it's just some general. Although, you know, maybe they'll announce some potentials they're looking at.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be kind of fun.
Kind of like a Bachelor series.
Thing. Yeah.
Well, now I want.
That's the reality show I want.
Yes.
Oh. Instead of the Bachelor, the Indy 500 driver.
Yes.
Like, yeah, the extra Indy 500 seat.
And it's a checkered flag.
You all live in a house.
I'm here for this. Somebody make this happen.
Multiple houses with multiple team owners. There's one with Chip Ganassi, one with Dale Coyne, with Roger Penske.
Andretti.
And instead of a rose ceremony, it's a wrench ceremony. Oh. And you get a wrench thrown at you if you're kicked out of the house.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can drive.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge Takuma Sato.
Sorry, he's so nice, though.
He's very nice.
The problem with all the drivers were, like, not that great. We're like, they're really good people.
Well, and it's not that he's not good. He's just not consistent.
That's it. So on IG a while back, Connor had made a comment because somebody's like, hey, bro. They might not have said bro, but it was Connor's Instagram, so I'm going to...
I'm sure bro was in there at least once.
Be real.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, bro, do you have a ride yet? And he basically indicated that all the full-time spots were taken.
Interesting.
Which, looking at my spreadsheet the other day, that's true. I think what's open is the 2 Yunkos cars that are going to be like the revolving door O drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Carlin talked about going to a 3rd car, but if the rumors about Kimball are true, they might just only have 2.
Yeah.
The rumors that I can't find any substantiation that he doesn't have funding for a full-time ride.
Yeah, which I would be just very surprised if that were to be true. But I mean, it's possible.
But
pharmaceutical companies don't have money to just burn. They're minting money.
Exactly. Just throwing it, like making it rain in a strip club, okay?
Yeah.
That's what you have when you have a pharmaceutical company sponsorship.
Yeah, we need to get more pharmaceutical companies to sponsor.
I mean,
say what you want about pharmaceutical companies, but you know what? I'll take anybody putting money into the sport.
They got money.
Right.
They are the
Bring
new,
them the new sponsorship dollars.
Remember the tobacco money like dried up, and I was like, y'all need to go after them pharmaceuticals.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, let's go. That's where the money is.
Yeah, I'll lobby for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go. I can speak nerd. I can speak pharmaceutical. I can speak nerd.
I got you. I'm there. Let's do this.
Yeah. Molly can speak contract.
Yes. And pharmaceutical and shit.
Yeah.
So let's go. That's what you guys need to do.
All right. Well, now we've created a position that we clearly need to hold for IndyCar. So anytime you guys are ready to interview us.
Hey, Mark Miles.
Mark,
what's
Jay.
What's up, mommy?
You let us know.
We're here. You just reach out to us.
Yep. We've created a need that only we can fill.
Yes.
You let us know when you're ready to put us on the payroll.
Only we can fill it. Nobody else can.
Nobody else can. They don't have the expertise.
I called it. I licked it. It's ours. It's already ours. Them's the rules.
By the rules of dibs, I have licked it. It is mine.
Ooh, Norman is still with Flying Ryan. Norman is with Andretti Autosport for lights this year.
Excellent.
This is his 3rd year. I feel like good. This is his season.
I do too. I'm excited. I'm excited for him.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
Good kid.
He is a good kid.
I like to say that.
All right, Indy 500 bumping update.
Girl.
So there, I mean, there are cars for days.
All right. Current count. Oh, King.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a new seat for the 500.
That's right. Yep, because he's got a seat with Ed. So we got King.
No.
Or wait, or no. No, who's King with?
RLL.
That's right. Yeah, RLL.
He's the 3rd RLL 500 car.
Yeah, which, so obviously Ray Hall, Sato, and then King.
Yes.
And then Carpenter has got Piggott and who's the new kid?
Ed Jones.
Oh, shoot. That's right.
We did.
No, because in my mind, I was thinking I had it crisscrossed with SPM because I can never remember the new SPM. Yeah, but that's right. Ed Jones. How could I forget?
Erickson.
Yeah. That's
right. Two Eds.
One car.
Except for the 500.
That's right. So Ed, and Piggott.
I really, never mind. Nope. Don't go there, Helico.
But yeah. So, all right. So King with RLL.
Mm-hmm.
Who else we got?
So McLaren made the announcement.
Oh, that's right.
Which everybody knew was happening.
Yeah.
So it happened, and everybody's like, oh my God, it's happening. And I was like,
been under a rock?
Is this your first time on the internet? as soon as he won Le Mans, I turned to Dad, because it was June, because we were at the SVRA, and I was like, cool, Fred's coming back to the 500 next year.
Yeah.
And we're back to
Fred's coming back to the 500 every year until he wins the son of a bitch.
Which, again, we talked to some people who we wanted to see win, we'd love to see Castro Neves win his fourth. I would also love to be there to see Fernando win the Triple Crown.
And for the final of the Triple Crown to be the Indy
500. At the Indy 500. That's amazing. Yeah, because if Juan wins... I giggle every time I say the word Juan wins.
Juan.
Wins. You have to put wins next to it?
Yeah. Juan wins.
If he... To complete his Triple Crown, would have to be Le Mans. And I'm like...
Ugh. Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. I don't not hate Le Mans, but I won't be there.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
I know that I will be at all of the 500s from here until the day I die.
Yes.
Even if I can't walk, my family knows that they will wheel my ass over there. My grandpa did it to my grandma. He literally wheeled her over to the track,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd park her wheelchair, and she would hit the bathroom once.
Yeah.
And then they would climb the stands, and she would stay put until the end, and then she'd come down, and he would wheel her back to the house.
People will be wheeling a hospital bed.
If necessary.
If necessary.
I think a hospital bed could fit on the pagoda elevator.
I believe that it should.
Yeah. We can get into a suite.
We're going to make this happen. So, yeah, McLaren did make the announcement of they've hired Bill Fernley. So he's running the IndyCar program because it's wholly separate.
Interesting.
And they are probably going to be using a Chevy engine.
Oh, fascinating.
I think it has to do with the leases. I don't know.
I'm sure.
So with McLaren and King, we are at 31. 31 fully 100% confirmed.
Wow.
So if we add Sage with Dryan Reinbolt Racing, which is 100%, but I've not seen anything official. That's 32.
Possibly Hildebrand.
Yeah, they usually add a second car. That's 33. Andretti Autosport usually has two additional one-offs. That's 35. If Dale Coyne also does the two, kind of the two halvesy cars.
One's usually Pippa.
One's Pippa, but they're always Dale Coyne and a partnership.
Yep.
Now we're at 37.
And we haven't even gotten to Castro Neves.
Castro Neves is in this.
Did you include the count? Okay.
I feel like, because it's not ever been not said, so he's in my count.
Okay. He's permanently in there.
Yeah.
Not to mention other random one-offs, Davison, Howard.
SPM usually runs a third car, mm-hmm. so we are, I feel...
Yeah, Howard with his SPM.
Yeah.
Jay Howard, yeah. Well, it's going to be another year of bumping.
A lot of bumping.
Yeah.
Not just two. We could see multiple people get their ass bumped.
Right. And I'll tell you what, for the years that we didn't necessarily have bumping and that we had minimal bumping, the way that they've restructured the weekend, I know a lot of people are I want to be back like the old days. I get it. We all do.
Yes.
We all want it to be a full month and two weekends of crazy fast speeds and all that business. The bottom line is it wasn't profitable,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we went to this one weekend. I feel like the changes that they made, because they tried doing, bump day and then pull day and whatever, or pull mm-hmm. day and then bump day, and they didn't have nobody wanted to come on Sunday, and so they've split it, and so now we get the Fast 9 on Saturday, mm-hmm. and then you have the shootout on Sunday, and
I enjoy
how it's set up. I feel like they've done a very good job.
Yeah, because it's consistent activity, so it's not...
It is. The first one day is boring and one day is not. And
who's going to make it the second day? Who's the fastest?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but if we continue to have this, I think that they're going to have to look at restructuring that weekend, because, to determine your Fast 9... but not have the shootout all in one day, and then to have the entire field make it in or out on Saturday, that's a lot of fucking cars.
That's a lot
of cars. So I think we're going to have to go back. I mean, we'll see how this year goes, but I think they're going to have to look at going back to, you do your pull day where everybody has a chance to get into the Fast 9, and, the fastest 9 mm-hmm. gets set, whatever, and, you place the...
The rest of the field.
You place, 10 through 22,
mm-hmm.
or 10 through 22, and then Sunday, is, and then we do the fast night at the end of the day. Yeah. And then Sunday is you place 23 through 33. And then you can bump from there. So because anybody who doesn't make it in on Saturday then can have a chance to bump on Sunday, because there's just going to be too many cars. I mean, we only had two people get bumped this year, and it was a full day.
Well, and if you
because
remember
we had weather,
and so that was
that's the problem.
Next thing out of my lips is it's Indiana weather, and anybody who lives in Indiana and anybody who's been to the 500 anytime knows that like Indiana weather is squirrely. Like Jesus loves the IMS, but sometimes he's like, let's have some fun.
Sometimes he just wants to screw around.
Sometimes he wants to see what's going to happen.
Right? What happens if I press this button?
What happens here?
Actually, my family was just talking on Saturday that we haven't had a significant rain delay during the 500 in a couple of years. And
that's true.
And it was Amanda who spoke that evil into the universe.
Oh, God.
And she said, I think we're going to get rain this year. And I just said,
why?
I hate you. Why would you even speak that into existence?
It was not this year, but last year we had a bunch of like the red flag for crashes.
Yeah.
That was insane.
That was insane.
Yeah.
But
because I think I went to get food and the red flag lifted, but by the time I got back,
there was another red flag.
It was red flag. And I was like, oh, I only missed what? I only missed like a lamb. That's fine. That's fine.
So, but yeah, with the weather, because that's what threw off bump day this past year.
Yeah. It made everything so much crazier.
It compacted the time they had. So, so for those of you who are, you know, wanting it to go back to the days of old, it will never be exactly like that. But as long as we continue to see more and more cars, believe that there will be adjustments to the schedule, because the IMS is about a lot of things, but number one, they are about keeping the race fans happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
I'm glad that we both knew
right
happening at that moment.
Oh, Uncle Cy was my favorite character on that show.
He's a really good guy.
He really is.
Maybe. Somebody's going to tweet at us that he, like, killed 14 people, but please just don't ruin it.
Well, probably more than that. He served in Nam.
Well, that's true, but please don't.
Yeah. If you don't like Uncle Cy, it's fine.
It's fine.
We don't have to all like the same TV shows.
Right.
But
yeah,
he was just a character, and I enjoyed him.
Yeah. That's been your randomness of the...
Yep, randomness of the day. All right, on to our motorsports pit stop.
Yeah.
So NASCAR results.
NASCAR is over.
It is. It is done.
Everybody is over.
Everybody's over. We're all on break.
Yes.
There is no break. It's always, it's fast and funny 52 weeks a year.
There you go.
Fast and funny 52 weeks a year right here at Fast Cars, Fast Girls.
We are not on a break.
We have no breaks.
We are the opposite of Ross and Rachel. We are not on a break.
We are never on a break.
No.
We have no chill.
None.
None.
Always 100.
Always extra.
Truth.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yeah. So, Joey Logano won the whole thing.
There you go. You made the captain proud.
Yep. Well done, Joey.
There you go, Joey.
NHRA, winner of the last...
Nope, this is just the standings.
No, I mean, yeah. Oh, this, because, no, I was just going to say, winner overall of all of the millions of nationals.
All the nationals.
All of the nationals.
They won the national nationals.
Yes.
Really, that's what it's called.
Yes.
The national nationals.
Or the countrywide nationals. I don't know.
I think there's a countrywide, like, loan.
There probably
like,
is.
I would not be surprised if they didn't sponsor. Darn it.
Oh, so, Top Fuel, we have Steve Torrence.
Mm-hmm.
Funny Car, J.R. Todd. Pro Stock, Tanner Gray.
There you go. Formula One, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Fernando Alonso's last F1 race was this past weekend. And then he tested the NASCAR today.
Did you see that fucking crash last week, by the way? At the, it was...
At the Macau?
Yes.
Sophia?
Yes.
Man, she's like flying home today, though, so...
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
There was some serious trollage of people being like, does she even have any business doing that? She wasn't even braking. First off, she hit that backwards.
Yeah.
And she was in the air. And you know what you lose when you get airborne? Downforce.
Oh.
And also, braking doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter in that way.
They're like, she was still accelerating. She was traveling backwards.
She was going backwards.
Oh, God,
I hate
the
people.
Level of stupidity. But most of the comments were fine.
Yeah. There were only a few. T's and P's.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Most of there were only a few that I was like, set that in my personal so I could be a little sassy.
Then you want to be like, I'm sorry, have you been in a car?
Yeah.
I guess I missed that.
Well, and they were like, she's only this many years old. And then somebody else came right back and they were like, you realize that they have professional driver's licenses at age 13 and they could drive circles around you at any point, right. Blah, blah, blah. And I love there was a guy that came out and, I mean, just like read him the riot act.
Nice.
And was like, is there a reason that you're singling this particular driver out and not all of the other crashes? Or is it just that you're a fucking misogynist? And I was like, I am here for you because this is what I want to say.
Yes.
But I cannot from this account.
Many times, really. Not from this.
Not from account. This account. But yeah, that was craziness.
That was crazy. But yeah, she, I didn't read up on the injury, so I don't want to misspeak. But yeah, she, I saw where she's actually like flying home or flying out of, flying somewhere.
Yeah.
So she's well enough
to be transferred. That's excellent. Yeah. I hope that she has a speedy recovery and all that. I'm sure that was very scary. Yeah. I will say one of the funniest tweets I saw about that was since it went into the stands and almost into what appeared to be a VIP area. So there were some spectators that were injured as well. Yeah. None of them critically.
Yeah.
And somebody said, is this like a baseball game? You think they get to keep the extra parts of the car?
You catch it, you get to keep it. I feel
that made me laugh.
I feel like that should be the rule.
Right? This piece is probably worth about 16 grand. But
I got medical bills to pay.
Right? But it hit me. so it's mine now.
Wickens has been working with a gait trainer, so that's good.
Excellent. That's very good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm happy to see him.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying, you know, I love his personality.
Yeah.
And I love that he's being so open with this and sharing, and the little video of him in his wheelchair and the Christmas tree. Like, love that.
First of all, it was before Thanksgiving, so you know about the rules of my family. I was like, oh God, am I related to him?
Right?
Because only my family puts up a tree, oh, I don't know, November 13th.
Mm-hmm.
It's my mom's birthday. That's why we put it up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So when he had it with the tree, I was like, yes. Knew it. One of us.
One of us. Yes, absolutely. All right, so Abu Dhabi. Sorry. Yeah, we got distracted. Good.
It happens.
So, yeah.
First in the race was Lewis Hamilton. Second was Sebastian Vettel. Third was Max Verstappen. And as we talked about way back, Lewis Hamilton clinched the championship in COTA.
But look at him pulling out strong.
He was still like, I mean.
He's like, I mean, I've already won this, but. I'm going to go ahead and win this race, too.
Apparently, Will Smith was there this weekend.
Oh, I love Will Smith.
It's like he always just pops up at random places.
Very random.
Will Smith, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I don't know. Well, it's just Will Smith's attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Will Smith could just pop up anywhere because Will Smith seems like one of those guys that he's like, that sounds cool. I'll go watch it.
Like,
if I don't like it, I just won't go back next year. But somebody was like, you want to come to the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix?
Sure.
I could go.
All right.
Could watch some cars.
I'm free this weekend.
Will, you can come to 500 anytime you want.
Yes. Also, I would pay to a like vintage Will Smith concert at the 500.
Oh, yes.
Like old school, like welcome to Miami, Will Smith.
Yes. Okay. Getting jiggy with it.
Oh my God. Be over.
And if you don't sing the theme from Fresh Prince, I will burn this place down.
We will riot.
Yeah.
Also, I will apologize in advance for the white dance moves that happened with Getting Jiggy With It.
I mean, you play a concert in Indiana, you know who's going to be in your crowd. Okay, I'm not going to apologize.
On behalf of myself and the rest of my Hoosier brethren.
Yes.
All of us. Oh.
Oh, all right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for that pit stop.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's way too far. And now we're on a break with racing.
We are on a break with racing. So there won't be... you know, updates as far as races. There will be updates as far as drivers and silly season announcements for IndyCar. Anything major that happens within other motorsports, you know.
Like Michael Schenck Racing.
Yeah, right. And with other motorsports, is there anything major? We'll keep you abreast of that. For those of you who don't follow, you know, the other ones very closely. I mean, we don't follow them very closely either. So we'll keep you posted on the big stuff. But in the meantime, if you have some downtime, don't know what to do with yourself, check out some of our social media.
What?
Yep. You can check out our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com.
It may be down at some point because we don't know what we're doing with it.
Yeah.
We might be switching. I don't know.
But you know what? The address will stay the same.
That's true.
Yeah. Just our host site. So it will not affect you in any way. So www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. It may be getting a facelift, makeover, what have you. From there, you can link to all of our social media. We have a Facebook, facebook.com/fastcarsfastgirls, or simply search Fast Cars Fast Girls in your Facebook search bar. We have a Twitter at fastcars317 and an Instagram at fastcarsfastgirls. You can access all of these from our website.
Yes.
And you can also find us on every podcast host platform.
Podcast host platform. Because once every time one pops up, I check and then I add us.
Yeah.
And you should also subscribe. Rate, and review. And there's actually a handy dandy video on how to do that on our website, please.
There sure is. If you're unsure, check it out.
Or just send us a note and we will be like, here's how you do it. Because I do this all the time with other family members.
It's true. People send us notes and questions all the time and we are more than happy to answer. So you also can email us directly from the website. If you have a question, if you want to submit a question, you can message us on Insta, on Facebook, on Twitter. You can just tweet at us or, you know.
You can pose a question on our Facebook group.
Yeah. You can post a public question. You can do it privately, however you want to do it. There's lots of ways to get a hold of us. And we really enjoy having conversations on our Facebook page. So Molly's been good about, you know, posting some conversation starters and things. And we love when people get involved. And
it makes us feel good.
Yeah. And we have some discussion back and forth among race fans because we all just want to see cars go fast.
Especially during the off season. I think it's a lot of fun.
I think so. And it's nice to have a sense of community of, these are my people.
Aw, they like
it. We might not have cars to watch, but we all love cars and we want to just talk about things.
Talk about things. Talk amongst ourselves. I'll give you a topic.
I'll give you a topic.
IndyCar. Speaking of listener questions, you want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it now. All
right, so this one just came from Danny on our Facebook page because I posted a picture of Simon.
Yes.
Which is actually both of ours, like...
Yeah.
We both enjoy him as a driver. And so we got asked to list out our top 10 drivers. So I will go ahead and caveat that these are in no.
Yes, they are in no particular order whatsoever. They're not ranked front to back.
That would take us like a spreadsheet in like 3 days.
Yeah.
And I don't have time during the holidays.
Yeah.
Not with like PRI and everything else.
I just don't know that I could even just pick. Yeah.
There would be some moments where I'd have to flip a coin.
It'd be really hard.
Yeah.
So, okay. Who's the first person on your list?
Well, I believe that it should come at no surprise who the first person on my list is. Rossi.
No surprise whatsoever.
I mean, no surprise whatsoever. How about you?
Louis Meyer.
Yeah.
For two reasons. Number one, he's the first person who started drinking milk.
Yeah.
And so that's what he's known for. But also, I've always liked him because we have the same last name.
Hey, what up, fam?
No relation, but... I'll tell you what, there's an Indy 500 winner who has your last name. They're your favorite driver when you're a kid.
I mean, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's actually why somebody else is on this list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right. My next one is actually an honorable mention.
Okay.
Because I have two of those. So my list of 10 actually has 12. But my honorable mention, I would be remiss if I did not say AJ Foyt.
I will also go ahead and add my honorable mention. And also, I'm contractually obligated to answer AJ Foyt to any questions about what drivers my favorite are get written out of a will.
Fact.
So he is my honorable mention on my list as well. Yes.
And it's not, I say, and he really is one of my favorite drivers. But it's almost like it goes without saying. And so that's why I wanted to put him as an honorable mention because, of course, I like AJ Foyt.
Of course.
I mean, I have a soul.
Right? Like, I can't not put him down.
Yeah.
So, definitely. Yeah.
All right. Who do you have next?
Ed Carpenter, hometown hero, Ed Carpenter.
Oh, excellent.
You know, I appreciate Ed.
Yeah.
I think part of that is that Hoosier thing for me, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's won. He's a team owner. Like, I'm here for it, although I was fairly critical of him recently.
Well, but aren't you of all the people that you really love?
That's true. If I don't critique what you're doing, it means I don't care about you.
Exactly. If I'm not judging you, it's because I don't care.
Yeah, that's really what it is. How about you?
Rick Mears.
Nice.
One of the 3 four-time winners.
Yeah.
Also with AJ. And I enjoy Rick Mears also because one of the years that he won was the year we were born.
Yep.
So I actually have a small amount of some Rick Mears memorabilia. Because it lists, you know, years and years they won. And so I've got a lot of things from the 1984 500 and things like that.
Now we've told people when our birth year is.
I know. Well, I said earlier that I was 34, so that's fine. True. I mean, we announce it every now and then.
I thought we hadn't said that year specifically.
Oh, we had not. No.
Yeah.
That's all right, though.
Cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag, so.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I think it's back to me.
It is.
Scott Dixon. I mean.
Yeah.
Naturally. Not only because he's great, but he's also like he's almost in that same category as AJ's. You have to put him down, but I think he's the AJ of our generation. I know he does not appreciate that when people say he's like, no, but that's also because he's like super cool as a human being.
He is super cool as a human being.
So, Team Dixon, what can I say?
Yeah, and I feel like he doesn't even realize what a badass he is. I feel like behind the car, when he's in the car, he is the HMFIC.
Yes.
100%, is what you need to be. So when he's in race mode, he's the HMFIC. Mm-hmm. He's the best there ever was, plain and simple.
Right.
Okay.
He wakes up in the morning, he pisses excellence.
Exactly.
That's it.
But Sky Dixon as a regular person outside of the race car, if you say, you know, you're like AJ4, he's he would just laugh at you. Be like, no, I don't think so. So
also, speaking of Dixon, did you see the cute photos that Emma put up when they were taking like their family photos together?
No.
Oh my god.
They're too much though.
It's too much.
They're so
cute. I was like,
cute.
I'm done.
I can't even handle it.
I can't handle this right now.
No, can't.
Nope.
Can't handle it.
No.
Ugh. All right. Another one on my list, Ed Jones.
Nice.
Taking the other Ed. I really enjoy
taking
Ed Jones.
The other Ed.
Taking the other Ed. I think he's a he's got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for what this next year has for him. But he's a he was a solid solid driver on my fantasy team at many different races.
Yes.
Yeah, he's always a solid pick on the fantasy team.
Definitely.
Especially early in the season because he'll be real cheap, but he'll surprise you and comes out in podiums or wins.
And you'll be like, what?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes. I feel like we're picking teams for like a kickball tournament all of a sudden. We're like, I picked this one.
It so does.
I think we have duplicates.
We do have duplicates.
Yeah.
We'll have to rock, paper, scissors over those later.
All right, cool. All right. My next driver is Connor Daly. And you know what? I am sad that he doesn't have a ride, but like I respect the kid's hustle.
Yeah.
Because like it's been a hot minute now since he's had that full-time ride, but he is still like, he's still working it. He's still pursuing it. Like a lot of people, especially in that generation, which is a little younger than us, would be like, now I'm going to go be a DJ or like, I'm going to
change. But he wants to race Indy cars and he's still working to make that happen.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And I think once he gets that full-time ride again, there will be a
shit will pop off.
And shit will pop off. Yeah. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it, buddy.
I like that too. I like his hustle.
Yeah.
All right. Next up for me, Max Chilton.
Aw.
He, I love that he can recite the rule book. That makes my OCD heart happy. Okay. Love it.
Two new fans when that happened.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me right now?
I was like, according to 8.1. I was like, oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for this, Max. He also is just a really fun guy and he's funny. Mm-hmm. And,
we have a good time whenever we talk.
We have a good time anytime we talk to him. I know that he doesn't always finish as well. But I think that he's got decent, I think that he's got good skills and I think that he's got good awareness of the drivers around him. And yeah, Max Chilton's definitely on my list. I really enjoy him.
I do too. All right, well, this one I definitely know will be a duplicate. Simon.
Mm.
You know I had to put Pagano down.
Oh, yeah.
He is a good driver. Like, first
damn
of all,
straight.
Let's get that out of the way. Like, he's a great driver.
He is a very proficient, very skilled, very safe driver. I actually have said to you that if I had my pick of who was going to drive me in a two-seater, I'd want Mario Andretti or Simon Pagano.
I mean, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. I mean, because Mario. But also, Mario is extremely safe, but he also is an old man and still a badass. Like, he still wants to get out there and just screw around.
Is there a time where I'm like, is Mario about to lap the field in the two-seater? I don't think that's allowed.
Right?
And you're like, slow down, Mario. You know, he's like, I can't hear you. Something wrong.
but yeah, Simon is one of those that I would have zero anxiety being in a car with him because he is such a skilled driver.
Right. And he's not only doing the IndyCar, but he does the IMSA stuff. Plus, on top of all of that, he's just a great human being.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
I love him.
He's funny.
Yes.
He's just got a great personality. Like, just an infectious...
energy.
Attitude, energy. Very, yeah. Just,
yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'll just go ahead and say Simon Pagenaud is clearly on my list. He is my favorite current driver.
Okay. Yeah.
So he is my, current field, he is my number one. So I'll just go ahead and use that him. So I'm like, yeah, we'll just keep on talking about him. So, but yeah, the dog,
Haley.
Yeah.
Which, Simon, you need to lock that down, homie.
Just put that out there. Just putting it out there. I think they're pretty locked down.
I know. It's going to be like a common law here in a few years.
Yeah. I don't think that either one of them really feels like they need to ring. I think they're pretty committed to what's going on.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, she's got the password for Norman's Insta, so it's serious.
How you know.
It's serious.
If you're sharing passwords, it's serious.
For the dog's Instagram.
Yeah, that's really how you know. All right.
Back to you.
Why don't you go?
All right.
Simon was kind of like a flipper over.
All right. So this is a driver that I've been a fan of for a lot of years.
Okay.
And I'm still a fan of.
Yeah.
Did not have the best season last year, but is a good driver and a really fun guy to talk to and not a hometown hero, but an Indianapolis favorite.
Yeah.
None other than Tony Kanaan.
He is an honorable mention.
Oh, yeah.
Mine.
I mean, you know, he's And he's one of those that I remember, you know, I remember rooting for Tony Kanaan for years and years. And so, you know, he's one of those that I've kind of grown up, not necessarily grown up rooting for because, you know, I'm not as young as I wish I was. But but for a lot of years, you know, I've been rooting for Tony Kanaan. And
he might not be, like you said, he might not be local, but he is hometown hero.
He is, yeah. He is an Indianapolis favorite.
Loves him.
Oh, when he won the Indy 500, I mean, the stands went nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, just everybody went ape shit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's anybody who hates Tony Kanaan.
I can't think of anybody. I know that like drivers probably get all angry at each other, but I think like at the end of the race, they're like, it's fine, it's Tony, whatever, we're over it.
Well, and even fan wise, I never hear fans talk about, like, I can't stand Tony Kanaan. I mean, literally every other driver, there's somebody who says I don't like him for this reason or this reason or whatever. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say they don't like Tony Kanaan.
I think you're right. Yeah, I don't think I've seen that either.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I mean, if you don't, let us know because I'm.
Yeah, I'm interested to know why.
Yeah, like, no judgment.
Yeah, no, if you don't, that's totally fine. Like, I just don't know that I've ever had anybody say that to me.
I want
to
know, like, why. I mean, like, I don't like him because of X. Okay, I can respect that. Like, live your life. You might be wrong, but live your life. You're not wrong. It's objective. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, who do you have?
Sarah Fisher.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about, I forgot to even.
See, this is what's so hard about it. We're like, damn it.
We're an all-female podcast. I don't have any females on my list. What an asshole am I?
You have to leave the podcast. Go sit in the shame corner.
I'm sorry. Oh, Janet Guthrie should be on my list.
Please call up Ruth Bader Ginsburg and tell her what you did.
No.
She's going to be mad. No, I mean, Sarah, you know, is out there. She won races. She's a good driver. Plus, by the way, she turned around. She owned a team and ran a team. Like, not all drivers have done that.
No.
And now she's got the karting place in her league. So like.
And still holds a speed record.
Still holds a speed record at the Kentucky Speed.
Yep.
So badass in multiple layers.
Yeah, she is.
Plus as.
Lots of badass.
Donald Davidson said she's the only driver to have given birth to a child.
And yeah, the like, only driver to have ever run in the Indy 500 and given birth.
It was like, weird statistic, but okay.
But very cool.
Because when he first said it, I was like, she didn't give birth during the 500.
But none
like,
of the other women have had children.
Children, yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yep, Janet Guthrie didn't have any children. Lynn St. James didn't have any children. Mm-hmm. So very interesting.
All right. Who is just next up on the list?
All right. Let's see. James Hinchcliffe.
I mean, samesies.
I love Hinch.
Samesies.
I love Hinch. And I love Hinch as a person. Hinch is one of my favorite people.
Yes.
Okay. He transcends the driver list because Hinch is just one of my favorite people.
Yes.
That man is just, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's quality. He's a sweetheart. He's funny.
He's a good ambassador for the sport.
Great ambassador for the sport. He's an extrovert. He's a little extra, which is perfect for me.
I feel like he's a little extra.
Well, by my standards.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you two might rival each other. And like, that's why I'm concerned.
Yeah.
If there's ever, like, an in-person, I'm like, no, this can't happen.
Oh, no. I think that we will just feed off each other's energy.
Yeah, why this can't happen.
I mean, because that's how it has been, even in the short bursts, is that we just...
The introvert will slit... I will slit my wrist in front of both of you.
And neither one of us will notice, because we'll be so into our conversation. And then we'll turn and be like, Molly's been quiet. Oh, she's dead.
No, she's dead.
Get the Red Cross. We can still use that blood.
They want my blood all the time. I'm O. I gave blood and they already sent me an email. And I'm like, I just gave.
Right, like, you know I can't give again.
You know I can't give again. I'm going to have to do the power. Maybe they won't bug me for a while then.
I bet they still do.
They will. God, I hope Teresa didn't give them her right email. She's going to start to get phone calls.
Yeah, I'm having myself removed from their list because...
Please to unsubscribe me. Oh, by the way, happy unsubscribing from mailing lists day. That's what today is.
Is it?
For me.
Nice.
Because you get all the emails on Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep, that'll be tomorrow for me.
That's fine. But yes, no, Hinchcliffe is an amazing person.
He is.
He's also on my list.
So yeah.
Go ahead and just pop him off there.
All right. Well, Scott Dixon is also on my list.
All right. We're going to go. By the way, I want to point out, we did not compare lists ahead
of
time.
We did not.
So, we'd like to play it this way. Who else do you have that's matches? Oh, I have that person too. Is it me again?
It is.
Okay, hold on. I've been like crossing off because... All right. watch me really put you to shame. Lynn St. James is also on my list.
I don't like Lynn St. James, and I never have.
She was the first driver that I cheered for when I was younger and watching the races because she was the female driver.
Gotcha. I get that.
Nostalgia.
I get you that. No, and I was very excited because it was like, ooh, there's a woman in the race. But then she kept crashing in turn one.
Yeah, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. This one is definitely, it's almost an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Because she was really the first person I cheered for.
But yeah, so yeah, like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Well, that's where, I mean, Ari Leindike won the first race I went to. He didn't make my list, but it's, you know, it's like he healed.
It's kind of like, I feel like because it's the first time. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I would say, yeah, I do regret not putting Janet Guthrie on the list. So I'll just throw in an honorable mention on that. Because, I mean, pioneer. Yeah.
Like,
pioneer. Yeah. Whoa. And certifiable badass.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Will Power is the next on my real list.
Damn it, I forgot Will. Yes.
Aside from those hauntingly beautiful, mesmerizing blue eyes, he's very funny. He's very funny. And I mean, he's a great driver. And he's just a cool guy.
Yeah. And he won the 500 this year.
He sure did.
And the Indy Grand Prix. So he had a May sweep.
He had a May sweep, which has never been done before.
And that was an amazing shout at the end of his race.
Yes, it was.
I feel like that's what would happen if one of us won.
Oh, yeah. Show me respect, motherfuckers!
That's it. Like, that's our spirit animal right there.
I mean, the word motherfucker comes out anytime I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, that was like, I heard that. I was like, yes!
Yeah.
And just the screaming. Mm-hmm. Just the, like, just monkey in a cage losing his shit. That is the excitement I want from an Indy 500 winner.
If you're not screaming the whole victory lap, they should take you off the Borg Warner.
Yeah.
That should be.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't screaming? Your face isn't. I mean, they're running out of space anyway, so maybe that should be the.
They just add.
I know, but I'm saying, like, or if you don't scream, you don't get added.
You don't celebrate properly, and that's from an introvert, okay? So,
yes. Like, that's my bar. No, but I'm with you. That's the bar of excitement I want. Because yes. That's dedication.
It is. Well, I'm just saying, you just have, you know, you've busted your ass, and it's just such an iconic race to win that, yeah, to hear him just full on lose his shit just warmed my heart. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Yes, because that's how I feel at the end of the race is like, oh, you know, and it's almost that bittersweet because then we have to wait a whole year. But, it, you know, it's like that just the culmination of everything that it's like, yes. And
then.
When I feel like I do scream like that at the beginning when they say, you know, when we get the green flag, like
we all just lose our minds.
And it's like the fans' time to really go apeshit is at the green flag. And then I want the driver to follow it up with just full on losing their shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scream, climb the fence, whatever. I don't care. But let's see some excitement.
Lick the bricks. Don't pee on them, though.
Don't do burnouts on them, for the love of Christ.
Don't do burnouts. I didn't mean to bring that back up.
Did you hear me cracking jokes about that at our media preview?
I did.
It's too bad I was in the back. I don't think anybody else heard.
I heard it, though. I was there for you. I giggled.
As we passed over, I said, can you still see the burnouts from NASCAR? That or our host was like, I'm not touching that.
I'm not even going to go there. Might have been it.
Might have been it.
Might have been it.
Might have been it. She was not like, not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Nope.
I know what these girls are like.
Nope. Not get them started.
They're trying to trap me into a quote. Au contraire, we're horrible journalists. We don't break news.
Somebody, in fact, told us, like, this isn't for publication. And I almost said, it's not until I tell you that I'm actually paying attention.
Yeah, you are off the record until I tell you otherwise.
Full-time off the record.
Yeah, we don't break news.
No.
We commentate on it.
There you go. I'm not here to break news. It's not my job. I got a real job.
We got a real job, yeah. I'd have to only be doing this to break news.
Yeah.
Like, I would need to be available all the time.
I can't be.
And I can't be, so nope, we just comment.
No, we just comment.
Comment, yeah.
Oh, good.
Color commentary. Okay, who you got?
This, I feel like, is going to be a little out of left field. J.R. Hildebrand.
You have always been a big J.R. fan.
He is probably the smartest guy in the field.
I do always forget what a smarty pants he is.
And that's part of it. I think that when he talks about things.
And that's saying something. Because we have a lot of smart guys. Not a lot, but Kimball went to MIT.
Kimball is one of the other smart people.
Yeah.
I think that, and don't at me because I could be wrong, out of the drivers that I know, three have? Kimball went to MIT. Carpenter went to Butler, and then Hildebrand.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else has any sort of post-secondary education.
That's probably true.
Which Which is unfortunate. And now I feel like they should be like the NBA, like, but they shouldn't because they don't have time.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I just, it's just his cerebralness as as somebody who can break stuff down. And I will forever remember that 500. what's dad's quote? I can't do the math right now. It's too late. But so many turns and the last one gets you.
Yeah. 800 turns, you made it 799.
Yeah, it was 799 turns.
Done well, but the last one got you.
Because I remember watching there and sitting, because it was when he was in like the National Guard car for Panther Racing, mm-hmm. and everybody's like, he's going to win. And all of a sudden, you just heard this, oh no.
Think about how different his life would be had he won.
Yeah, I think that's what's amazing about the race, too, that we forget that it's life changing.
It is.
And I'm sad they didn't have a full time ride, but he does a lot of like, really cool things now. Like, he does a lot of stuff in the Bonneville Flats with like the innovation of cars. Yeah. So, I mean, JR is still living his best life.
He is.
And I appreciate that. And I appreciate him as a driver to begin with.
Yeah. He's quite the smarty pants.
He is quite the smarty pants. Yeah. All right.
It's hard for me to get over the man bun, the long hair. I'm just not a big fan of long hair on guys. And so I know that has nothing to do with his driving or skill. I've got
family in the Pacific Northwest. I just give up on. I'm all right. Cool.
Not fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Who do you got?
All right. I've got another honorable mention.
Okay. How many honorable mentions do you have?
Well, three, since I added Janet Guthrie. This will be the last one.
Okay.
And only because the 1913 race, Jules Gu.
I mean, yeah.
Who finished the race and was chugging little bottles of champagne at every pit stop, and is the reason that the following year they made a rule that you could not, in fact, drink any alcohol while you were running the 500. And the fact that somebody had to tell him he couldn't chug champagne, and that he still won even while he was chugging champagne.
Badass.
I mean, respect.
Yeah.
Respect. Leave it to the French.
You know what? Game, recognize, game.
Game, recognize, game. Just love it. Love it.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. How many do you have left?
I have one left.
Oh, I do too. Okay, perfect. Zach Veach.
Oh.
I think Zach.
Talk about some infectious energy.
Again, somebody we could actually never interview.
Just. Yeah, higher and higher pitches and just squeals and, yeah.
I think if we were to kind of categorize how you talked about Simon is your favorite current driver. So obviously, like, Rossi is my favorite current driver. Foyt's my favorite past driver. Veach is the up-and-coming driver that I am most excited about.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, he, again, infectious energy. I think he really wants it. There's a drive there, and he's consistently, he's getting better. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, oh, he went from, like, first to, or last to first, but there's, like, this marked difference where you can see, and by the end of this past season, he was challenging people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what's going to make him a lot of fun to watch.
Absolutely. And I think that he's just going to get more and more comfortable in his racecraft and hone his skills. And
he was a 3-year with Reddy, so he's got 2 more years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, next year, there, this upcoming season is fine. The next season, he might have to worry, like, all right, if I'm going to stay here or not. But
yeah, but
it's going to be good.
Yeah. And I enjoy him. And he's a smart driver.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. All right. My last one, Jack Harvey.
Aw, Jack.
I love Jack Harvey. I love him. I enjoy him as a driver. He's always a solid pick.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a lot of DNFs. I mean, he doesn't, you know, he's not won any IndyCar races, but he places, you know, mid-pack.
Yeah, he's a solid bring the car home.
Yep, solid bring the car home guy. He's a solid fourth person on your fantasy team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's just a really great guy.
Yes.
He's fun. He's funny. I could stare into those blue eyes forever.
He's also hashtag Team Ravenclaw with me.
I know. I guess that's my only negative. I mean, even though he throws me shade because I'm not a Ravenclaw, I still love you, Jack.
I mean, that's what all Ravenclaws do, though.
I know.
Oh, you're not a Ravenclaw? Oh. Mm. Must be sad for you.
And his mom is fantastic.
Oh, my God. Also, his dad on Twitter is the best.
Yes.
Just retweets everything.
Everything.
It's the most dad Twitter move ever.
We follow both of his parents on Twitter.
I don't know what that says about us.
I mean.
Means we're here to party.
Means we're here to party. IndyCar, your family is our family.
That's exactly it. I think that's it.
So, yeah.
I did ask my dad, and I just got a text that was AJ Foyt's name 10 times. So.
It was not.
It was.
Oh, that sounds right. I'm surprised he didn't just put years. AJ Foyt, 1977.
Year,
AJ Foyt, 1972.
This year. let's not encourage him. But we can't wait to hear your responses. I know we threw out all of our social media, but definitely like and follow our Facebook page because we'll toss this
up. Yeah, we'll toss it out. Everybody can
let us know there.
Yeah, put theirs. And yeah, you can put them in order and in no particular order. It doesn't make any difference. And
because we had no order.
We had no order whatsoever. Yeah. Nope.
So it was fun. Was fun. I
good question.
That. Good question. Fun question.
Yeah.
We did get asked about how fans can help on sponsorship. That's coming later because that also deserved a little bit of a deep dive.
Yes.
So some of those questions we can't turn around like this one.
Yeah.
Other questions? Yeah, we can turn around next episode.
Yep. So some of them take a little bit more. And then we got a private question about somebody who was buying IndyCar tickets. Mm-hmm. And I realize I've gotten this question a couple times. So I discussed last year about putting together a blog series of like, so you want to go to the Indy 500. That is going to, I'm going to be working on that. So for those of you who are going to be buying Indy 500 for the tickets for the first time this year, or maybe, you know, you're going to start getting your own, maybe you've been scalping or whatever. I will actually have a post with like information about the different stands, things to think about as far as parking, access, mm-hmm. tunnels, mm-hmm. shuttles, etc. So that in the future, rather than me, you know, retyping the same information 50 times, I can just refer you to that blog post.
Here's the link.
And then it's there for everybody to see. So,
yeah, that'd be good.
So a lot of listener questions actually inspire us to do other cool things with our website. So
yeah, that's exactly
keep them coming. We enjoy it.
There's like a 4-page blog about sponsorship ROI and how we can help. So you're all welcome for the economics lesson that's about to go down. Okay, this is what happens when you ask a businessman's daughter questions.
Here's what I want to know. Did you have to take micro at IU, microeconomics?
Yeah.
Is your lesson going to be better than K2 No Fun?
Yes.
Okay.
Although mine was taught by...
It was K201, but it's K2 No Fun.
Mine was taught by a Russian, and so every time he would mention the word capitalism, I was giggling for like 20 minutes.
Capitalist pigs.
And in the capitalist system, and I was like, ah, you said capitalist! In capitalism. And I was like, yes. Oh, yeah, I had to take... Policy majors had to take all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, there was the echo, and then there was, like, economics and policy. And I was like, no.
I heard macro was even worse.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't have to do that.
Both are horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're welcome.
All right. Our woman of the week.
Full disclosure, we had hoped to have an interview this week. We did not because it's the holidays. Whatever, it's fine. So I actually just wrote about Layla the other day and put it in here.
Yep, we're reusing it.
Got a little lazy. But you know what? It's the holidays.
That's okay. I also, well, I forgot to text you this. I said we also could have done the NHRA driver who just...
Well, that just happened.
It just happened, yeah.
Like today. I did not have time to put that together.
No. Oh. Who passed away like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could have done that one. We can do that one next time.
Yeah, so just because I was like, yeah, we should recognize the things that she did in her life. And
Yeah,
because it is, so it is unfortunate that, yeah, that she was in a crash and that she died so young.
Yeah, that is always tragic.
It is. Yeah, it is tragic. So
I put a note.
All right.
But anyway.
On to this one. So Layla Lombardi.
Layla Lombardi. See, now here's the problem. I've also been listening to a lot of shit about like World War I, World War II. And this is right. Like she was born in Turin, Italy. During World War II, so I won't go down that rabbit hole here. But Turin is where like Fiat, Lancia, and Alfa Romeo, they're all based there. So obviously racing is kind of just...
All have been there.
It's in the air, kind of like how it is here.
Yeah.
So she first started by being like an assistant to a race car driver, and then she was a co-driver and a couple of rallies for this guy, and then eventually he was like, all right, fine. You can drive. And she was like, cool. And then she won the race.
She was like, about damn time.
She was like, now watch me whip.
Nay.
I'm so sorry for that. I don't know where that came from. It's been a long weekend.
Oh, as far as her racing career in 1965, she was Italy's junior formula.
Yes.
And let's see, 1973, second place finish at Casale.
Yes.
1974, she won the Italian Ford Mexico Series.
No.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I'm into it. I like Italian food and Mexican food, and I can get both in the same place and see a race. Let's go.
Like,
let's roll.
How does this work food-wise? I'm going to eat it all, but like, how does this work food out?
Right. Lots of cheese and carbs and red sauces, yes. And I'm 100% into it.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's rock and roll. 74, her Formula One career started.
Yes.
She did attempt to make the British Grand Prix, but failed to qualify.
Yes. In 75, she qualified for the South African Grand Prix, and it was the first woman to qualify for a race in 17 years after Maria Teresa de Filippis. I'm going to mispronounce that. Yes.
Yes.
So she didn't finish. She then, that same year, finished sixth at the Spanish Grand Prix of 1975, which apparently, if you're an F1, everybody knows it was like a major shit show. Like the track promoter, like shit wasn't bolted down right. And then a driver ended up hitting one of the barriers that was just recently bolted correctly, like spinning around. There was spectators were hurt. Like it was just a shit show. But she finished sixth. Whew, that was hard to say. And got F1 championship points out of the deal.
Wow.
Yes. So that's why she is very, very special.
Yeah, because she's the only woman to ever receive F1 championship points.
Yeah, and that was in 75. I think the next woman in F1 was Desiree Wilson in 1980. And I don't believe there's been anybody officially in F1 since.
I believe you're correct on that.
I know Tatiana Calderon just had some test driving, so that's a good...
That's a good sign.
That's a good sign, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, excellent. All right, well, on to our favorite segment.
Yes.
Okay. You're looking at me like I missed something. Is there something on the page that I didn't see?
This is why we.
You're looking at me like no.
No, I was ready to be like.
All right. On to. Shit, we didn't make up. You just had this crazy look in your eye, like my cats have had with my Christmas tree this week. Okay. So co-winners of the 1924 Indy 500.
Yes.
Who likes to share? Not me.
Who likes to share trophies?
No one. But the 1924 Indy 500.
Yes. So it was two drivers, Laura, it's a male, I don't know.
Yes.
Like, ooh, but I was like, nope. Laura Corum and Joe Boyer. So they did start off in separate cars.
Yep.
I do want to point that out.
Corum was the number 15, Boyer was in the number 9.
Yes. So Boyer quickly takes the lead in the number 9, but he starts having car issues and basically has to like screech, pull it over. He done.
All right. Corum's in fourth place.
Yes. So it's like lap 111. So we're past halfway.
Yeah.
The team owner, because they were both team drivers, was like, you're out.
You're
in. Corum is out. Boyer is in. And Boyer went on to win the race.
All right.
Yes.
Both men are credited with winning the race.
Yes.
The AAA did rule that Corum would receive the points and the monies.
Yes.
Because it was Corum's car.
Yeah, it was very interesting. The problem is also Boyer died shortly after.
Oh, interesting.
Not like in a following race.
Crash,
so yeah. Probably like if there was an appeal that to have been mounted, that might have.
Although I don't feel like there was as much nitpicky in 24.
And they were still kind of busy.
I mean, I'm sure they were pissy, but you know, like the, you know, like appeal and whatever.
It was probably
more of just a, hey, that's not fair. I should have that. And they were like, TFB, then don't race next year. I feel like that was it. There wasn't, you know, cease and desist and letters filed and attorneys consulted. It was just a, hey, I don't think that's fair. And they're like, life's not fair, Boyer.
This isn't like the 1981, which I'm also writing about, which is like a 7-month process.
God.
But.
Or PT's quote unquote win. I don't know if you've heard about it because he only mentions it on every fucking broadcast he ever does.
Sorry.
My bad.
That's staying in.
Yeah. Oh no, I just meant my bad for just throwing that in this part because it has nothing to do. It just drives me insane. But all right. So, but yes, I enjoyed that you're writing about the 1981 because that was.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. I write about
the better part of a year of just asshattery.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Legal asshattery.
Legal asshattery.
Which is what I'm here for. Anyway.
So even though Corum was the only one who got the points and the monies, they both have their faces on the Borg Warner.
And I've seen it. And it's kind of weird because like everybody else is just the one face and then there's two faces. And you're like,
Yeah, because it comes out of the same thing.
Yes. And they're like, meh.
It reminds me of some creepy movie my mom let us watch when we were kids. Where somebody had, like, instead of different wigs, they had, like, different heads that they could put on. I don't even remember what it was. It's some random movie that...
I am shocked that your mother lets you watch a movie like that.
It was very odd. It was, well, you're still celebrating Halloween, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was before she got real weird with
them. Okay. Yeah. It was pretty weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, it does remind me of that. Cause that's, I mean, yeah, that's how all the little faces looked on the, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this movie that I can't remember the name of.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Somebody else out there knows it now. They're like, it's a cult favorite.
Eh. Right. They'll be like, it's this. I asked my mom once, I was like, do you remember this movie? Cause I've got, when I used to remember, cause I always have vivid dreams. And even as a kid, I remember that I would dream about this movie all the time. Yeah. Cause it had
one of those that would definitely stick with you.
Yeah. And so I asked her probably like, you know, 10 years ago, I'm like, do you remember what movie this was? She was like, no, that sounds creepy as hell. Why would I ever let you watch that? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, well, in retrospect, maybe you weren't home. Maybe dad let us watch it.
You're like, oh, maybe it wasn't.
Maybe you didn't.
Maybe it wasn't you.
Maybe like all the movies I shouldn't have seen, dad was involved.
Sounds about right.
So, yeah.
So yes, they both have their faces on the BorgWarner, and they're actually the first set of co-drivers. The second was Floyd Davis and Maury Rose in 1941. So
interesting.
Bit there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So,
all right.
If you've ever counted the face on the BorgWarner, that's why the math doesn't work out.
That's why you're like, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Wait a tick.
Wait a tick.
All right. It's
white. What the deuce?
It's white flag time. What do you got?
It is white flag time.
You seem a little surprised. I have that crazy look in my eyes again?
You did. All right. What I've got is
an attack
from this cat over here. No, just a cuddle attack.
Yeah, he's very aggressively cuddling.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. We've got a busy next couple weeks coming up.
Yeah.
We got PRI. Mm-hmm. Very excited about that. I'm excited to network, hobnob, what have you, and get to talk racing and engineering and math and promotion nerds. And nurse and yeah.
Nerds.
Just, yeah, nerd. Yeah, talk nerd.
Lots of nerd talk.
Talk nerdy to me.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of talking nerdy will be happening. So perfect. So yeah, just busy next couple of weeks, but also very exciting and
yeah.
Yeah, and I'm here for it. I'm ready.
I agree. Yeah, I'm a similar vein, I think, for mine. We have got PRI next week. Yep. I don't know what day this is exactly. Yeah. Next week and then the following week. Liquor and lights,
baby.
I was gonna say, you didn't go there, and I'm also excited for that.
I'm very excited for that.
So, it's the holidays. I enjoy it. I like that it's become a tradition now for us.
I do too.
Like, it's a fun tradition, and it's a low key tradition.
It's a totally low key, and yeah,
yeah,
that's good for us.
So, I'm here for that.
It's nice and chill. Yeah,
kind of a good way to really kick off the holidays.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. Yeah. So, excellent.
I think that's it.
Well, let's wave the checkered flag. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great week.
Goodbye.